Shabbos, Parashas Shemois. Moshe Rabbeinu is on the lam. He's running away from Paro, wants to kill him because he found out that maybe his adopted son Moshe is a bit of a rebel. He's going out killing Egyptians. Right? Another Ben Avi with a tattletale on him, even though there's another Ben Avi who were the ones that Dmitri was killing. I don't remember if it was another Ben Avi. In any event, Moshe Rabbeinu shows up in Midian after an underrated hiatus where he was a king for 18 years. Kitzer, he shows up at Yisrael, Dmitri says, throws him in a pit. And he, when he shows up there, so there's this hullabaloo by a well, all the Heligus Shaduchim in the Torah of Obaya Wells, and he saves the Benois Yisrael who were being shunned by the whole world, the whole community. Imagine, like, the Pope goes off the Derech, you know? So Yisrael went off the Derech, and the whole Christianity kilo was upset at him. But every religion, every god he had, he said, nope, it's all fake. So you can imagine all the people who were, you know, thoroughly dedicated to those Avodah Zarahs were a little annoyed that their priest had just tucked out. In any event, Moshe shows up. He saves the Benois Yisrael, the seven daughters, Olin Shaduchim, and he gives their sheep to drink. They go home, and Yisrael says, whoa, usually it's a whole balagan. All the shepherds drive you crazy over there. Shepherds like the thugs in those days. And he says, how'd you get home so soon? What do they answer? Pasuk Yudes, this Ish Mitzri saved us. Ish Mitzri. So L'chayre is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. The problem is, why are they calling Moshe Ish Mitzri? Ish is nice. Ish is a chash of a word. Why are they calling him an Ish Mitzri? So Rashi doesn't say anything over there. I heard a crazy word in Hakoros HaTov. They were saying, Moshe Rabbeinu just showed up here. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu. But what was he doing here? He was here because there was an Ish Mitzri, not a good guy, who's taking advantage of a Jewish woman. And he was killing this woman's husband, beating him to death. Moshe Rabbeinu looks right and left, sees that this Mitzri is nothing to him. Nothing good will ever come from him. Says Shem Hashem, Dunskis. Buries him in the sand, the dirt. This comes up later by Kinnam. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to run away, because he killed that Mitzri. Moshe's here because of that Ish Mitzri. The Benois Yisrael were being Makir Toiv. We were saved today, not just obviously Moshe Rabbeinu, we have to have a Kosh Toiv to him, but we trace it back. Trace it back. You have to be Makir Toiv to everybody who is on the way to our Hatzolah today. Which means if the actual Hatzolah shows up, you're not only grateful for the guy who does CPR, you're grateful for the dispatchers and whoever, you know, sponsored the ambulance, etc., etc. And even if there's some mushchis mitzri in Mitzrayim that, not even trying to, but happens to have been an external causal factor that Moshe Rabbeinu, our Hatzolah, showed up today, we have to point and give Hakoras HaToiv. Just recognize the good that came from this Ish Mitzri. You can imagine how much Hakoras HaToiv and how far Hakoras HaToiv goes. There was a guy making a chasana, and in walks Reb David Feinstein, Zeches Hadav Kars Debracha, and Reb L'Chaim Toiv, his brother Reb Reuven Feinstein. They walk in together in their 80s. I didn't invite them. Should have given them kibbutz. I had no idea they were coming. It's crazy. He goes over to his shver and he says to his mechutin, he says, I didn't know you were inviting them. They adore. What was that? He says, I didn't invite them. I didn't think they would come. I don't believe it. They're here. He says, what do you mean you don't believe it? He pulls him aside and he says, my wife's father worked in the Lower East Side near MTJ, Moshe's yeshiva. He was a very handy man, and whenever something needed fixing in the yeshiva, they always called him in, and he fixed it up. The end of this man's life was a total tragedy. He was driving back Erev Shabbos from Manhattan. He stopped off in the Bronx to get something to eat, and there was a shootout, and he just got killed. And the family only found out about it after Shabbos. They only identified who he was after Shabbos. It was a horrible, horrible thing. At the Levayo, Rav Moshe got up and was maspid this year. And he said, that all the years, hundreds and hundreds of times that he came in to help fix something in the yeshiva, he never was willing to accept a nickel. He would not take payment. It was a schus for him to be able to fix, to be able to help out the yeshiva. And he said, I'm going to go to all of this man's children and grandchildren's weddings as long as I'm alive. Moshe Feinstein showed up, and Moshe Feinstein went to every single one of this person's kids' levaya and his grandchildren's levaya. He says, Moshe was nifter. But when he was nifter, David and Reb Reuven said, if our father had HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tov to this yid, how could we not? And they continued, and they showed up to this kid's grandson's wedding, and this guy's daughter's son's wedding, to continue this HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tov. We have to be makar every single step of the way. And we notice, the Torah says you have to have a curse to Mitzrayim for hosting us. They were genocidal maniacs brutally murdering our children. Yep. But they hosted you. Even, you don't have to look during the Shibud. They hosted us until the Shibud, right? Until those Melech Chadash. But maybe even during the Shibud, we had a place to live. We had cucumbers, we had fish. You know, but when we were in the Midbar, there were things that we were yearning for back by the Shiva. You have to have a kosher to for everything, even if it was unintentional, even if the guy wasn't trying to do good. He doesn't get tzchayah for it, but we have to have a kosher to for that. May we be zeicher and to trace back all the good that happens to us, to have a real feeling, a recognition of the Torah that happens to us, to appreciate the good. It makes that life so much better when we see all the good. And the Baruch Hashem to see the good in us and the good of our others. And grant us a gula shleima, nechamas, yeshuas, and all good things. Mezer Hashem b'karev. Bavo ravoy seinu shebatru b'cha, shebatru b'cha. ובצלם בהם חוקי חיים כתכוננו עושה עמדנו עבור עבוי סיינו שבטחו בך שבטחו בך כתכוננו עושה עמדנו עבינו עבור החמור Good Shabbos.